Our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus, you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now, fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know what Jesus is naming today is the truth. Hypocrisy is what happens when what we say and what we do contradict each other. It is terribly uncomfortable to hear these words, "Woe to you," and "you hypocrites," come out of Jesus' mouth. A knee-jerk reaction is to shake our heads and tisk at what the scribes and Pharisees have done. The automatic response is to think of how careful today's scribes and Pharisees, religious teachers, religious leaders, have to be to live authentic lives of faith and discipleship. There is almost a desperate need to apply the words of today's passage to others, and only later, quite gently, acknowledge we too could be indicted on the same charges if we are not careful. But what if we look at today's passage as the Holy Spirit's invitation into the mystery of mercy instead of an indictment? The Spirit invites us, "Sit here in front of God." What happens when we sit in front of God? What happens when we look into the eyes of love? Indictment? No. When we sit in front of God, we sit in an illuminating light of mercy. Mercy is the heart of love. God is love. Jesus is reminding us today of this truth. God is love. And love sees us as we are. The eyes of love see into the core of our being. Sitting before God is the person I am. Not the person I was, not the person I want to become, or the person I hope others see me as, but the person I am. Looking into God's eyes, we see ourselves as we are, complete with our good deeds, our immaturities, and our inconsistencies. Looking into God's eyes is an invitation to mercy. The Spirit today invites us to hear the truth that faith is more than ethical behavior. Faith is a serious encounter of love with a personal God. Faith is not knowing God's rules and keeping them. Faith is knowing the truth of ourselves in God's heart of mercy. Faith is knowing that God desires our personal, complete self-response and self-gift. Faith is knowing that the wideness of God's mercy is universal and without end. Jesus sees the scribes and Pharisees in today's passage with eyes of love. He can see no other way. It is his essence to only see through mercy. Jesus sees us too as we are, right at this moment, as we look into his eyes of mercy. When we do, we know the strength in vulnerability and the courage in self-gift. Why? Because we see them mirrored in who Jesus is. Jesus' own vulnerable self-giving draws the same authentic response of love out of us. We hear the Spirit's invitation to sit here in front of mercy, and we come. We are not afraid of Jesus' words today. In his words, we hear a song of mercy.